This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Rescue workers are digging through sludge and debris looking for dozens of people who may be trapped after a mudslide ripped with a roar through a Japanese seaside resort town. Saturday's landslide has killed at least four people. An official says 80 people are still unaccounted for. Authorities plan to release their names, hoping that perhaps some were away when the disaster struck. Many of the apartments and houses in Atami are second homes or vacation rentals. Officials say 25 people have been rescued. The disaster is an added trial as authorities prepare for the Tokyo Olympics, due to start in less than 3 weeks. Rescuers were given the all-clear to resume work looking for victims at a collapsed South Florida condo building after demolition crews set off a string of explosives that brought down the last of the building in a plume of dust. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava told the Associated Press that the demolition went exactly as planned around 10:30 p.m. on Sunday. Crews immediately began clearing some of the new debris so rescuers could start making their ways into parts of the underground garage that is of particular interest. Once there, they were hoping to get a clearer picture of voids that may exist in the rubble and could possibly harbor the 121 people believed to be trapped under the fallen wing of the condo. Pope Francis is alert and breathing without assistance and in good overall condition following surgery to remove part of his colon, that according to the Vatican on Monday. The 84-year-old Pope is expected to stay in the hospital for 7 days, barring any complications, following his 3-hour operation on Sunday by a 10-person surgical team. This is VOA News. Israel's parliament is to vote on whether to renew a temporary law first enacted in 2003 that bars Arab citizens of Israel from extending citizenship or even residency permits to spouses from the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Critics say it's a racist measure aimed at preventing the growth of Israel's Arab minority, while supporters say it's needed for security purposes and to preserve Israel's Jewish character. Israel's dominant right-wing parties strongly support the law, but Israel's new government includes left-wing opponents of the measure. The right-wing opposition, aiming to embarrass the government, has warned ahead of Monday's session that it won't provide the votes needed to pass the law. U.S. President Joe Biden has called for bipartisan action on a pathway to citizenship for some migrants. He spoke during a naturalization ceremony at the White House, in which he celebrated the contributions immigrants have made to the U.S. The president would like to see the option of citizenship for immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, foreign-born people who have temporary protected status due to strife in their birth countries, and farm workers. Immigration has been a political flashpoint as President Biden has sought to renew visa and refugee programs that were downsized or halted during the Trump administration. Serbian police say they have discovered an illegal migrant camp near the borders with Hungary and Romania and detained suspected people smugglers. A statement on Sunday said the makeshift camp was found in a village near a local river. Police didn't specify how many migrants were found at the site. A video from the scene showed several people face down on the ground with their hands behind their heads as special police searched tents and wooden huts. Thousands are stranded in the Balkan country while trying to reach Western Europe. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen says she will stick with her strategy of making her party a more mainstream political force despite a stinging loss in regional elections. Le Pen was re-elected Sunday as the head of the national rally at a gathering in the southern town of Perpignan. Her anti-immigration party failed to win any of mainland France's 12 regions in last week's vote, raising criticism about Le Pen's strategy. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast, and forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore by mid-afternoon on Monday. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.